I can't believe it's really you, she said.
Finally, Brett stepped forward, one arm extended, as if showing some affection was an obligation. Selena returned the gesture. The shoebox that Brett clutched forced a space between them, like an invisible line. Her cheeks stretched into a thin smile, one meant to lessen some of the pressure around them. He released her, and Selena pushed up her sunglasses on her head so she could study him. Was this gorgeous man the same scrawny teenage boy whom she lost her virginity to? His hair was cut short, and his skin a deep brown that no tanning bed could achieve. The bottom of a USMC tattoo was visible from his sleeve. His lips curved into that lazy grin of his. He was sexier than any movie star she had met over the years. The thought of being with a real man, muscles sculpted from carrying weapons, not practicing Pilates, made her quiver. Selena glanced down at his left hand. No ring. The breath she'd been holding escaped, but it bothered her that she was happy he wasn't married. I almost didn't recognize you, Blondie. You look great, Sel. In the magazines, your face is always painted and you look fake. Selena shuddered. She was in her sweats without so much as a tinted moisturizer or lip gloss. He thought she looked great? If Dima saw her now, he would scold her about her image. Though Brett kept his distance, his minty scent filled the air. She glanced down for a moment before meeting his gaze with renewed confidence. Nationals are here tomorrow. Are you sticking around? Wasn't planning on it. He gave a half smile. You've been to one competition. You've been to them all. Selena nodded, despite feeling a tad bit hurt by his response. She cleared her throat. Maybe we can grab a drink tonight to catch up. Brett took out his phone, thumbs moving across the virtual keyboard. I'd love to sell, but I have plans. Was he still upset after all these years about the way she had ended their engagement? Her cheeks burned with guilt. A hollow pain radiated in her chest. 10 years of wondering, imagining, dreaming of the reunion, and all she got was a weak hug? She couldn't even get her first love to have a casual drink with her. Selena bit her lips and shrugged her shoulders. Yes, she had ended it, but she hadn't been given a choice. Her mother had sacrificed so much for Selena's career. Selena couldn't just give it all up to become some teenage bride on a military base. She had to support her family, especially after her father died. Brett was the one who decided to quit dancing and join the Marines. They could have stayed together and been partners on and off the floor. Benny Brooks snuck up behind them.
Brett, my boy, great to see you again. I see you've reacquainted yourself with Selena. Why don't you both come inside and we can get started?
Get started? What was going on? Brett fidgeted. I have to dance with her? Benny's lips turned upwards in a devilish grin. He opened the doors to the ballroom.
Selena, I want you to partner with Brett for his tryout.
A thud echoed across the floor. Selena's purse lay at her feet, and she scrambled to pick it up again.
Benny, you never said it was a tryout. You said you just needed to borrow me to run through choreography.
Sorry, lassie. I thought it would be best if you danced with Brett for his audition. I'm sure you've heard the rumors that we're hiring a new professional this season. A true blue United States Marine. The audience will love him. They're sick of seeing all the foreign wankers. And since you used to be his Sheila, I thought it would be easier for him to dance with you.
Brett clenched his face. Whatever you say, Benny. Brett walked into the ballroom, sat on a chair, and took some dancing shoes out of the box. Selena looked over at Brett.
Tryout? Of course, Benny. No problem. I didn't know Brett was...
Selena's gaze darted over to Brett only for a moment while her cheeks burned.
I mean, I thought he was still in the Marine Corps, but of course you'd be lucky to have him on the show. He is, was an amazing dancer.
She picked up her bag, sat on a chair on the opposite side of the room from Brett, and started attacking the soles of her shoes with her shoe brush, pieces of suede flying in the air. Despite her childhood dreams of her and Brett making a life together, she hadn't been able to turn down Dima's partnership offer. She had made an agonizingly difficult decision. Now Selena was exactly where she hoped to be in her career, but she never expected Brett would be sitting in the same room, waiting to dance with her again.